something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing for kings, nothing for crowns, bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns, whole situations.
You're listening to Comedy on NPR, Old Time Radio.
Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tomorrow.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.npir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.npir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Folks, during the day, he stars in movies like Wake Island, Guadalcanal Diary, and Lifeboat. But tonight, he's all set to celebrate New Year's Eve.
And how? Right after the program, me and my wife are going to a real wild Hollywood party. She's wearing her evening gown, I'll be wearing my tuxedo. We got two stools reserved at Thrifty's Drugstore. Oh.
The American Meat Institute presents William Bendix in The Life of Riley. Meet people of America, providing a great food for a great nation. This morning, all America went on a changed food rationing program. As a service to our listeners, the American Meat Institute will tell you something about the current meat situation later on in this program. Listen for it. And now, on behalf of all those engaged in supplying meat to the nation, the American Meat Institute presents The Life of Riley. It's New Year's Eve, but it looks as if the new year isn't going to be ushered in with joy and happiness at the Riley household. Riley's in trouble again. And to find out how he got into this jam, let's go back a couple of days and listen in on the conversation of the Rileys as they're relaxing in the living room of their little California bungalow.
Ah, this is the life, Peg. Sitting around with a house full of peace and quiet. Oh, I think I'm going to take a snooze. Wake me up when it's time to go to bed.
Well, what, Babs?
I've got a date for New Year's Eve.
Oh, thank heavens. That's a load off my mind.
Yeah, Babs, I'm glad you got set. Now, the rest of us can use the phone once in a while.
Oh, Minton Clinton just phoned, and he asked me to go to a New Year's Eve party with him.
Minton Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the boy with the pointy head?
Oh, Daddy.
Well, okay, so he ain't got a pointy noodle. But don't take him any place where they're pitching horseshoes or they'll use him as a target. And if he takes you to a party, just see you get home early.
Well, we've got to stay long enough to see the new year in.
Okay, stay and see the new year in, but be home by a quarter or 12.
Oh. Oh, Riley.
Oh, Dad, you're a regular stick in the mud.
Please, Babs, a little more respect. After all, I'm old enough to be your father.
Around home is no way to celebrate New Year's.
Well, we ain't going to exactly sit around. I was figuring we'd have a few friends in for a quiet little party, maybe.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Waldo Binney from next door, Jim Gillis from the plant, Muley Durkin.
Oh, maybe. The same old faces.
Listen, Babs, when you say old faces, you're talking about my friends. So when they come here, you treat them like I treat them, and don't look at their faces. Besides, we're going to have a new face at the party. I was thinking of inviting a soldier.
Oh, a soldier?
Sure, there's a lot of boys in the army away from home who'd like to spend a quiet New Year's Eve with some homely folks.
Well, I don't know, Dad. The soldiers I know would rather go dancing on New Year's Eve with a girl.
The reports about soldiers liking girls is greatly exaggerated. They'd much rather spend a peaceful evening at the fireside. Even if there's no fire in it.
Well,
it is a nice idea, but what soldiers should we invite?
Well, any soldier. We can... Hey, I know.
I met a soldier on the bus yesterday. Sergeant Biff Lacey.
No, who's this Sergeant Lacey?
He's a Brooklyn boy who joined the United States Army. Well, guy, I'll invite him.
Well, you better write him tonight.
No, I'll do it right now. Junior.
Yeah, Pop?
Bring in your new secondhand typewriter. I want to dictate a letter.
Okay, Pop.
Well, I got the dishes to do.
Now, just a minute, Dumplin. You wash the dishes every night, and tonight you're getting a rest. As soon as I get through dictating this letter, Junior will wash them.
I'll do them, and they'll be done.
I'll help you, Mother.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Pop, I'm all set with the typewriter.
Okay, Junior. Start like this. No, cross that out.
You didn't say anything yet.
Oh, well, the letter goes to Sergeant Biff Lacey, Camp Bennett. Start off like this. Dear Biff. Now read that back, Junior.
Dear Biff.
Sounds okay. Dear Biff, old pal. Me and the missus is throwing a shindig on New Year's Eve. So how's about
you... Oh, wait a minute, Pop. You only met the fellow once. Don't you think the letter should be a little more, you know, formal?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't want the Sarge to get the wrong impression. Let's see. Hey, what am I raking my brains for? We got a book on how to write letters somewhere. Oh, here it is. Here.
Oh, look under parties.
Yeah, let's see. Business, weddings, funerals. Oh, here, parties. Here's a good one. I'll follow it. Start typing. Dear madam. Wait. Oh, that don't sound right. Of course not. Now, put dear sergeant. Mrs. Riley and I request the pleasure of your company at a New Year's Eve party at 10 o'clock, December 31st, 1944.
So we'll be expecting you on New Year's Eve. Cordially yours, Chester A. Riley. Well, what do you know? Hey, Corporal.
Yeah? What's up, Biff?
Look at this letter I got. It's an invite to a New Year's shindig.
No kidding. Gee, you're lucky. I ain't got no place to go New Year's.
Yeah, come with me.
But, Sarge, the invite's just for you.
No, it ain't. It's for all the guys. Read this.
Let me see. Dear Sergeant, Mrs. Riley and I request the pleasure of your company at a New Year's Eve party. Yeah, you're right. He is inviting the whole company.
I guess he must like crowds, huh?
Say, who is this character, anyway?
A fella named Riley. I met him on a bus in Los Angeles. I thought he was just an ordinary jerk, but I was wrong. He must be a rich jerk.
Well, come on, Sarge. What are we waiting for? Let's spread the gladsome tidings.
Yeah, come on.
Company! Attention!
Junior, you hold this end of the streamer while I nail this end up, huh?
Okay, Pop.
Ah, it's a boy.
Riley!
Just a minute, Dumplin. I gotta hang up this coat of arms.
Huh? What coat of arms?
It's from my club, the BPLA.
Oh, that.
Dumplin, the Brooklyn Patriots of Los Angeles ain't no dat.
Pop, I've never seen the coat of arms.
Well, we always keep it down at the clubhouse. Ain't that something?
Well... What does that mean? Right. The man with the pop bottle in his hand.
Oh, that. Oh, that's the spirit of Ebbets Field.
And the man lying on the ground.
Oh, that's the umpire. You see, underneath is our motto, fair play. Now, what did you want to talk to me about, Dumplin?
Oh, dear, I'm worried about the food. I should have done the cooking myself.
I told you I don't want you to work on this party. That's why I'm having it catered by a restaurant. Luigi Spaghetti Heaven and Meatball Mardi Gras.
Well, how much hamburger are you getting from Luigi, Pop?
Well, I figure 10 people, 5 pounds of hamburger. It's more than plenty.
Oh, you're forgetting about the soldier. He'll probably have a healthy appetite.
Don't worry, Dumplin. After all, we're not going to have the whole army here tonight.
No, but suppose we run short.
Well, if we run short, we'll open up a can of sardines.
Oh, Riley, no party's a success unless your guests have plenty of good food.
Well, that's right, Dumpling, and I got plenty of food. 4 big bottles of root beer and a whole pound of peanut brittle. I tell you, the food will be coming out of their ears. When I run a party, the company goes home happy.
Good afternoon. Is Mr. Riley in?
Oh, yes, sir. Come in. I'm Mr. Riley. I mean Riley.
Mr. Riley, I'm Colonel Rogers from Camp Bennett.
Well, how do you do, Colonel? I'm very glad to know you. I'm certainly...
I'm in Los Angeles on Army business, and I came by to thank you. That party you're giving tonight is a splendid patriotic gesture.
Oh, come, Colonel. It's nothing. Any good American would invite a soldier to a party on New Year's Eve.
That's right. Any good American would invite a soldier. But only an extraordinary one would invite a whole company.
Oh, well, what's one soldier dumb?
I'm sorry if my compliments are embarrassing you, but you deserve it. After all, feeding 200 husky GIs is no small job.
The more the merrier.
The newspapers certainly like what you're doing.
The papers?
Certainly. Your news. Here, see for yourself.
Giant New Year's Eve party to be held. Thanks to the patriotic gesture of Chester A. Riley, local war worker. 200 soldiers comprising Company A, Camp Bennett. Oh, this is terrible.
I understand, Mr. Riley. Most men of your type hate publicity.
In this case, I despise it.
But just the same, the story of your generosity will set a fine example to apathetic citizens on the home front.
Honest, Colonel, you don't know what a pathetic citizen I really am.
You're too modest, sir. Well, I must be running along. And don't forget, the War Department in Washington will hear about this. Goodbye.
Peg?
Yes? What is it, Riley?
What's wrong?
Peg, there's something I gotta know.
What?
Peg, can the Army shoot a civilian?
Well, this time it seems that Riley has bitten off more than he's got for the Army to chew. We'll be back with his party pains in just a moment. In the meantime, this is Ken Niles speaking for Meat. Millions of women all over America are asking questions about the new meat rationing program. We've asked Mrs. Riley to represent America's housewives and to ask the question we have heard most often during the past week. Go ahead, Mrs. Riley.
Well, Mr. Niles, I now get 50 red points per person each month. That's more than before. Why is that?
Well, Mrs. Riley, now some cuts require more points than before, and some less. However, if you spend your points wisely, you can still keep meat on the table regularly, even though civilian supplies of meat are down compared with this period a year ago. With 50 red points per person, a family of four like the Riley family will have 200 red points to spend during January. And at the end of this program, we'll have a few specific suggestions on how to keep meat on the table by making those meat points stretch the farthest for your family. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Riley had invited a few friends and a soldier he happened to meet to an intimate New Year's party. But a few hours before the affair was scheduled to begin, he learned to his horror that due to a misunderstanding, instead of one soldier, 200 soldiers will show up.
Peg, what am I going to do? 200 soldiers? I'll be the laughing stock of the neighborhood. We'll have to move away.
Daddy, will we ever find a house in this town?
That's true. I think right now my head is the only vacancy in Los Angeles. 200 soldiers. There ain't enough oxygen in this house for that many people. Junior, did you phone the caterer?
Yes, Pop, but Luigi's still out.
Oh, well, I'll check up on the food we have in the house.
Yeah, 200 soldiers. And we only got 10 chairs. We'll have to have 20 different sittings. Oh, have I got a headache. Junior, get me another aspirin. Put it on a slice of bread. I'm hungry, too. Who's at the door, Junior?
It looks like Mr. Odell, the undertaker.
I'm just in a mood for him. I'll let him in. You go help your mother.
Okay, Pop.
Hiya, Digger. How's my favorite undertaker?
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What's the matter with you, Digger? You in pain?
No, I'm just smiling. I've been balancing my books, and I'm happy to report that for 1944, I'm in the black. I finally collected the bills people owed me.
Oh, some of your customers are deadbeats, huh?
Let's not talk shop, Riley. I just dropped in to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Digger.
Come now, Riley, cheer up. This is New Year's Eve. Crowds, laughter, song. I adore New Year's Eve. It's so gay.
Well, ain't gonna be for me.
Why don't you and the little woman drop in at my house tonight? We'll have oodles of fun.
No, I don't think I can make it.
Oh, you must. I'll send my car for you. There's loads of room.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your car.
And don't worry. I'll bring you back.
If I was going to your place, I'd rather walk. But I'm tied up tonight, Digger.
Oh, too bad. But anyway, I'll hand you a laugh.
All right.
Have you heard the latest? Uh-huh. Husband, I just had a tooth pulled. It cost me $1. Wife, what kind of a tooth? Husband, a buck tooth. Isn't it a scream?
Hilarious.
Cheerio, Riley. See you in church.
Bye, Digger. So you see, Waldo, instead of one soldier, a whole company is coming. That's why I need dishes. Lots of dishes, Waldo.
Oh, I wish I could help you, Mr. Riley.
Well, your wife has two sets of dishes. Go and ask her to lend them to me.
Huh? Oh, I couldn't do that. She's furious with me because of what happened on Christmas morning.
Oh?
She opened the present that I got for our Great Dane dog by mistake. She thought it was for her. When she read the card inside, she was fit to be tied.
Well, what did the card say?
Well, it said, "Baby dear, to buy you a fitting gift for me was quite a puzzle. So I bought the thing that you need most. Enclosed, you'll find a muzzle."
Well, Waldo, I've seen your wife. It was a natural mistake. Waldo, I'm going to ask your wife for them dishes.
Oh, Mr. Riley, she wouldn't let you in the house. She says you're a bad influence on me. Huh? You see, she found out about that night when we...
What night?
Well, you know that night...
Oh, that night. Oh, so what? What harm was it if I did let you take a puff on my pipe? There's no tobacco in it.
I'm sure she'll never let you have the dishes, though.
Well, I guess I'm late. Oh, maybe Luigi can let me have some dishes. I got to see him about getting more food anyway. So long, Waldo. Hello, Luigi.
Ah, Mr. Riley, how are you doing? I'm just fixing you hamburger for the party. I'm glad you come in. Tell me, how you like your hamburger? With garlic, salt, paprika, onion, and pepper? Or you like it seasoned?
Well, anyway, you fix it, Luigi. Look, Luigi, about the party, I'm a little bit worried. I'm going to need some more hamburger.
Don't you worry. Luigi, she's fixing you up. 5 pounds is not enough. No. Huh? You need more, huh?
Well, a little more.
How much?
200 pounds.
Sure, I give you. But my good friend, Mr. Riley, what? 200 pounds.
Now, Luigi, now take it easy. Put down that paper, Luigi.
200 pounds of hamburger. Go find yourself a balcony. You're crazy like a Mussolini.
Now. Now, look, Luigi, I ain't. You see, instead of one soldier, 200 are coming to my party. That's why I need 200 pounds.
Where am I going to get? At the thing you see in the yard, that she's no cow. That's my wife's sister.
Oh. Yeah, but Luigi, you always have a lot of hamburger for meatballs. And...
Sure, I got, but I'm going to eat. It's for a banquette here tonight. The Architecture Society. They reserve 6 weeks in advance.
I know, but Luigi, it's not for me, it's for the army.
I know, don't you get me wrong. I love the army. I love General Eisenhower. I love you. Believe me, I'd do anything for you, Riley. I would cut off your right arm for me. But no hamburger.
Peg, I went everywhere. Even my own friends wouldn't help me.
Oh, dear, this is dreadful. Those 200 soldiers will be here any minute. Yeah. How will we feed them?
Well, we'll just have to open up that can of sardines and jump back out of the waves.
Oh, Riley, you'll have to think of something.
I've been thinking. Peg, you know that trip back east I've been planning to make all these years? I think this is the time to make it.
Oh, be sensible, Riley. Well, we can't...
It's them. Oh. I ain't home. Waldo.
Mr. Riley, my wife says you can have the dishes.
You what? Waldo. Waldo, you're a pal.
Yeah. I told her it was for the soldiers.
And that broke her down, huh?
Do you know what she did?
No.
She threw her arms around me and gave me a big kiss. For the first time in 8 years. And you know, that made me stop and think.
Think what?
What a heck of a way to start the new year.
I wonder who's...
Happy New Year, everybody!
Luigi, you got your nerve saying Happy New Year to me.
No, wait a minute, O'Reilly. Keep your skirt on. Give me a hand to bring in the stuff. Outside of my truck, I got a 200-pound hamburger, 800 rolls, 3,000 miles of spaghetti, one wipe, 7 of bambinos, and a half a jar of mustard.
Oh, Luigi, that's wonderful.
But Luigi, you said that...
I know, but when I'm a think of the soldier boys and she's going to be hungry, I'm a get the conscience of chicken. My heart, she's like my sponge cake. Very soft.
Ah, oh, Luigi, you saved my life. But what about the architects?
I'm a cancel the banquet. I'm a say to them, if you're such a good architect, make other plans.
You better get to work, Luigi. Oh, come on, Riley, Waldo, you help.
Yeah, hello.
Mr. Riley, this is Colonel Rogers.
Oh, hello, Colonel.
Mr. Riley, I've just heard some disappointing news.
It ain't true. We got plenty of hamburger. The boys won't go hungry.
I know that, Mr. Riley, but I'm sorry that my men will be unable to accept your hospitality.
You mean they ain't coming? But, Colonel, I got a ton of food on my hands. I'll get indigestion, Colonel.
I'm very sorry to disappoint you, but at the last moment, a special order just came through. We have to move on. Our train leaves at midnight.
But, Colonel, how can you go tonight? It's New Year's Eve. The railroads keep saying you shouldn't travel on a holiday.
Mr. Riley, we're soldiers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, gee, we'll all be disappointed.
So will we. Well, goodbye, Mr. Riley.
Goodbye. The party's off.
Oh.
The soldiers got to move on tonight. They're on their way to the station now.
That's too bad. Oh, I bet they'll be disappointed.
Just a minute, sir. Why for should they be disappointed, huh? They no can come to the party, we bring the party to them. I got everything in the truck. We cook the stuff in the station, huh?
Well,
Luigi, of course, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, you're a genius, Luigi.
Come on, everybody. Let's go down to the Santa Fui.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, step up and get your hamburgers. Who wants another hamburger?
Hey, I'd like another one if you don't
step
mind.
Step right up, boys. Here you are, kid. Yeah. Luigi. Hey, Luigi, more hamburgers.
Oh, Shushu, coming right up,
boy, Luigi.
Oh, my. Here's some more rolls, Riley.
Oh, thanks, Peg. Is everybody getting enough to eat?
Oh, more than enough. It's a lovely party.
It sure is.
Another case of soda pop,
Mr. Riley. Waldo, put it down. Waldo.
Huh?
Waldo, you'll ruin your suit. Why don't you wear your apron?
Oh, Waldo? No. I better not. It might remind the boys of the girls they're leaving behind.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, Riley. Boy, this is a great party.
Well, hiya, Sarge. You had enough to eat?
Now, give me another hamburger.
Okay, kid, how do you want it?
Well, I already had one with ketchup, one with mustard, one with mayonnaise, and one naked.
Well, then I'll give you the Riley special. One hamburger between two other hamburgers, huh? Hey, you are, kid.
Oh, boy, thanks. Well, I got to round up the men. We're leaving soon. And thanks for everything. This has been a swell party. So long, Riley.
So long, Sarge.
Oh, Mr. Riley.
Oh, hello, Colonel Rogers. How you doing?
Fine, Mr. Riley. The men are having a great time. We certainly appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing. Colonel, I'll give you a laugh. You can tell General Eisenhower. It's a joke. My friend Digger Odell told me. It goes like this. Husband, I just had a buck tooth pulled. Wife, did it hurt much? Husband, I'll say, mother-in-law serves you right.
Yes. Very amusing, yes.
Company! Attention!
Well, we've got to get aboard now, Mr. Riley. Goodbye, and thank you.
Goodbye, Colonel, and good luck to you wherever you're going. There they go, Peg.
Yes. Aren't they fine boys?
Yep. And there's 10 million of them, all trying to make sure that next year will be a happier one for the whole world. Look at the clock, Peg. In exactly 5 seconds, it'll be 12 o'clock.
Oh, Bart!
4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
In just a moment. What do those new point values on meat mean to you and the eaters at your house? Well, the American Meat Institute believes a quick reminder of some of the current point bargains in meat will be helpful to you. First, on beef, most of those good braising and stewing cuts like short ribs, brisket, and shank cost 1 or 2 points. Chuck for a pot roast, 3 points. Hamburger, 4 points. On the pork list, you will find shoulder cuts at 4 points. All variety meats, except veal and beef liver, are still point-free. In the sausage list, frankfurters are 3 points a pound, good fresh pork sausage is 2 or 3 points, and that good liver sausage is point-free. Now, you will want to make your own careful check on point bargains in meat you like, because that's the way to keep meat on the table. It's worthwhile to learn how to make your points by more pounds, because all meat, regardless of cut or kind, price or points, has those complete, highest quality proteins that we all need. Yes, meat is a yardstick of protein foods because meat measures up to every protein need. This statement, and all other nutritional statements about meat made on this program, are accepted by the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association.
go on, Daddy. Read your poem.
Well, okay. Of course, I ain't no Henry Wadsworth Rockefeller, but... anyway, I made this poem up out of my own head, and it's got a couple of concrete ideas. Here's to 1945. Here's hoping all of us will thrive. A happy new year to my wife, the senior partner of my life. Greetings, too, to son and daughter. I hope they won't do what they shouldn't order. May life be gay for Digger Odell, who gives you flowers when you can't smell. To little Waldo, love and kisses. He'd like to be married, but not to his missus. We promise all to work and fight, to win the war and square things right. And to all our GIs, wherever you roam, may this year see you safe back home.
The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix and presented by the American Meat Institute, next week at the same time. Riley's son enters a boxing tournament and Riley winds up slightly punch drunk. William Bendix appears as Riley by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley was directed by Don Bernard with music by Lou Kozloff and came to you from Hollywood. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week.
This is the Blue Network.